This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Lisa Swiftney.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode number 108 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, I have with us Belinda and Oksana, and they are with Seed Lending. Good morning, ladies. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Oh, great. Well, why don't we first start off by you guys telling us a little bit about your business. What do you do?
Thank you. So again, my name is Belinda Turner-Dubois, and I'm the director of lending for Seed Lending. Seed Lending is an initiative of the Great Lakes Women's Business Council. We are actually celebrating our 40th year this year. So we've been around for a while, helping customers. We provide them with access to capital and technical assistance support.
And that is amazing. And it's nice to have you guys as a resource for our small businesses in Michigan. So tell our listeners about, I guess, the journey of the organization. How did it come to fruition and why?
Well, as I said, we've been around for 40 years. I haven't been here for 40 years. The organization started in Ann Arbor as a support organization for women business owners, and shortly thereafter became an SBA microlender as well. So, again, providing access to capital, we are an SBA microlender as well as a CDFI, which is a community development financial institution. And both of those entities really have a focus on small businesses, those businesses that can't secure traditional funding in the marketplace.
That is, like I said, that's amazing. And it's awesome that we have a resource. So can you tell us a little bit about any myths or misconceptions that you hear about in your industry?
So I'm not going to hog the whole show here. I want Oksana to pipe in. But I will say this, as far as myths about our organization, because we are a part of the Great Lakes Women's Business Council, people often think we only do loans for women. But we do not. We do loans for men and women. Seed Lending respects all genders. So we do loans for men and women.
Oksana, do you have any? Yes.
Yeah. So along with that, I would say that we are sort of difficult or hard to obtain a small business loan like your traditional banks, which most people kind of think that, you know, because you can't get a bank loan, that you can't get a loan with a CDFI or a nonprofit. And we're set up a little different. We are not credit score driven, which means we're a little bit lenient when it comes to that. We also provide technical assistance, like Belinda says. So if we, you know, talk to an entrepreneur or a business owner and they're not quite ready for lending just yet, we have the support and services to help, you know, you grow your business and get your financials and your business plan together so that you are able to obtain a business loan at some point. So that's one of the largest misconceptions.
And that is a big misconception. So it is good to know that you will help people walk through their journey to get the funding that they need.
Yes.
And Lisa, also, we stay with them the entire time of that they're with us as far as the loan. Let's say you get a loan for 5 years, 5-year term. We're providing you that technical assistance the whole time. We like to think of ourselves as the silent partner in your business. Mm-hmm. So we like to celebrate your successes. And also call us when you're having trouble so we can help work through those too.
Wow, that's good. I'm going to change up these questions a little bit because it kind of, not all my questions pertain. But what I'd like to do is, why don't you guys tell us a little bit about how would a person or a business person or a business owner or an entrepreneur, how would they reach out to you, and what would be the steps that they need to take
Sure. So I'll take that question, Belinda. So the best way that we suggest contacting us is visiting our website, which is www.seedlending.org. And on there, we have more information about all of our programs, all of our events and upcoming events that you're free, that are free to attend. But we also have an intake form on there that we suggest that people that are interested in the small business loans or our program fill out. And then once you submit that form, we do request that you give us 24 to 48 hours for a team member to reach out to you. So we'll give you a phone call and we will talk with you about your lending needs or whatever your small business needs are to see if and how we can possibly help you.
That's great. And then I know you mentioned, Belinda, that a loan could be 5 years. What is a typical loan for a small business?
Yeah, so that was just an example. Our typical our loan term is up to 6 years. And we like to make the term, depending on the payment, fit the cash flow of the business. So that's the maximum. But, you know, the payment could be a 3-year term, could be a 5-year term. We like to fit it nice and snug in the cash flow. Example, we wouldn't want to do a 10-year loan necessarily for 6 years. But if that's where it needed to be for cash flow, we would certainly consider that. Our interest rates for, we have a couple of different loan programs. At this time, we're looking at an interest rate of 7% for our microloan and Lyft loan. The Oakland County Revolving Loan Fund, which we're very proud and excited to talk about that. It is for Oakland County businesses only, and that loan can be, that interest rate can be anywhere between 8% and 9%, depending on what we are doing for the business. If we're purchasing equipment or providing, you know, working capital, the interest rate is going to vary.
And it's still better than credit card rates, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So that's great. What is something that you would like our listeners to know about seed lending?
Well, I'm going to say that we are, as I mentioned earlier, we like to think of ourselves as partners with you and your business. We are not a bank, so we're not credit score driven, as Exana said. We really are interested in the story. What is it the business owner is trying to accomplish? And, you know, we like to help get you there. Now, I'll be honest, sometimes it may mean that we can't help you right now, today, but we can certainly give you some advice, point you in the right direction, and circle back in 2 months, 3 months. So I think that is something that folks need to understand. Not everyone is ready when they think they're ready. And as experienced lenders, we recognize that, but we also recognize that we're working with entrepreneurs and they want to do it when they want to do it. So sometimes there's a balancing act between the two, but what's important that folks know is that we're here to help you. And if it's a deal that we cannot do because we're very familiar with other lenders in the market, we'll pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, we can't do this, but we think this may be something that you have an appetite for.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really good. So you also could offer a lot of mentorship for a new business as well through your program.
That is correct. We actually have on our staff an individual called our loan client success coordinator. And she works with our businesses from right before they close their loan all the way to the time they pay us off. And even with the Great Lakes Women's Business Council, there are training classes all the time for small businesses, whether they're virtual or in person. So we're always supporting small businesses in some way.
Now, I know you mentioned Oakland County, You also serve other counties in Michigan as well. What counties also do you have?
So thanks for that question. We serve 9 counties in Southeast Michigan. So again, we've already talked about Oakland County. We serve Hillsdale, Jackson, Lenawee, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Washtenaw, and Wayne.
Wow, that is great.
Yes, most of our business is Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw, but we do serve those other counties as well.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So I know you mentioned this before. So our listeners want to learn more and contact you. So the best way to contact you is to visit your website, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners the website again?
Sure. So our website again is www.seedlending, and seed is spelled with a C, not an S, .org. So it's seedlending.org.
Perfect. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about you guys or how to get in touch with you?
Well, Lisa, we certainly appreciate the opportunity to be on the show today and just kind of give, folks information about an opportunity that they may be able to, work with themselves as a small business owner. We work with business owners that are starting as well as business owners that are looking to expand, so existing businesses. What we like to do is help businesses purchase assets, so equipment, inventory, machinery, those kinds of things. But again, without going through a whole list of those things, just if business owners can walk away knowing that there is an opportunity out there for them, if their bank or credit union has told them they can't help them, that's where we come in.
That is amazing. Thank you, ladies, for your time today. It was a very good pleasure to meet with you and hear how you can help our local business owners.
Thank you as well, Lisa. Again, we appreciate you. We appreciate what you do.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Rochester. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnprochester.com. That's gnprochester.com or call 248-988-9640.